At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside Hour 3, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Fast, free shipping, unbelievable selection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Congratulations, we got to say this. Seton Hall are your NIT champions tonight. They beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Indiana State to win the NIT's title. They had a 9-0 run to end it. It's the first NIT championship for Seton Hall since 1953. And yes, Seton Hall didn't start playing in 1988. No, they've been around a while. They win the title. They erased a 77-70 deficit, scoring the final 9 points of the game. And Syracuse transfer Kadari Richmond, 21 points and 13 rebounds in the win for Seton Hall.
How about that? Narrow loss for a folk hero, a White Sox NIL recipient today.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was part of a big announcement earlier today. But what do you always say? You got to have excitement late.
Mm-hmm.
Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How crazy is 89.5 at Seton Hall getting tonight? The Pirate.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Pirate Radio?
They're jamming like it's nobody's business.
It's going to be all kinds of twisted metal, and they're going to play calls from this game. Oh, man. WSOU? SOU is going to be off the
hook. Greatest rock channel ever.
It is. Dude, I can't tell you how many times in high school we were how many times when I was 21, we would drink in our cars at...
Statute of limitations is passed.
I work in a supermarket in Pathmark, and WSOU was a station we listened to. If you wanted to hear hard rock, heavy metal, they didn't have a lot back in the late 80s, mm-hmm. early 90s.
Sure.
So WSOU was the best. You had great reception, and they would play Anthrax, and they would play Metallica and Megadeth. And they did this thing on Friday nights at 9 o'clock. It was like 15 minutes of the Ramones or something like that. Like five Ramones songs in 15 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, that'll do it.
We would all try to time our break to go out from like 9 to 9:15 so we could listen to the Ramones, the 15 minutes of Ramones, and we were just banging our heads in the car.
And then you would be hyped for the rest of the night.
And we'd walk back in that aisle. It was like it would clean itself, man. That produce aisle looked fantastic. I'll tell you, SOU was the best.
And you went out there and broke stuff and all, everything else?
WSOU, Pirate Radio.
Now, they finished the season 25-12.
Well, that's why they're in the NIT.
Indiana State was the team that was most cited, and we talked about it at the time, of, you know, getting snubbed.
Hey.
Because you had a college player to get behind and get excited about.
You know, the last time this happened for Indiana State was 1979. It was Larry Bird.
That's it.
I mean, really, this is the big... You couldn't let Indiana State in the tournament so we could have at least some interviews with Larry Bird, and here's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and everything. You couldn't have that? Come on.
Well, they do have Larry Bird chasing down the Mayhem guy in a commercial now, though.
Hey, I'm a bird in Larry Bird's attic.
All right, that's a pretty good ad.
It is. It's a really good. I laugh every time I see it falling through and Larry Bird is like
chasing
what's going
around
on?
An attic. I don't know.
I'm a bird in Larry Bird's attic. No, that was great. Well, look, I mean, this is the last time, really. We've talked about Indiana State since 1979. And you know what? Honestly, their uniforms look exactly the same.
No, that's true. Doesn't exactly have to be, you know, timeless.
Mm.
No smaller font. No changing up anything like you were Major League Baseball. No.
Man.
The Sycamores, they fall.
Mm. So congratulations to Seton Hall.
Good for them. I remember them most from the Shaheen Holloway days.
I remember Seton Hall from when they lost to Michigan in the national championship in 89.
All the way back in 1989.
That was Ramil Robinson getting fouled in the final plays. Wow, really? You called a foul? You sent him to the free throw line? Really? You sent him there, right? That was like, was that like Arturis Karnishevis, right? And Daryl Walker and Oliver Taylor, like that was that Seton Hall team?
Yeah, that would.
And those are the guys I remember from that team.
Say names.
Yeah. I think it was Oliver Taylor and was it Karnishevis maybe?
Taylor, Tyler.
Fillmore and Hayes.
Yeah.
There's William Henry Harrison. I died in 30 days. So congratulations to Seton Hall and winning the NIT. Again, biggest headline since they almost won the national title in 89.
And you now doing an ode to the old rock
and
station.
WSOU. No, 89.5 WSOU.
I like that.
Pirate Radio. Bam, bam, ba, bam, ba, bam, bam, ba, bam. I want to be sedated. Oh, yeah.
Ramones, you hear all the 12-minute Metallica songs on there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. 100%. 100%. Hey, here's a 23-minute version of Inagata Davida. Whoa. All right. We're going to get that. Hey, here comes the Call of Cthulhu.
Nicely done.
Cliff Burton 8-minute bass solo. We got that for you coming up now. Dude, Pirate Radio was the best. I miss Pirate Radio. Oh, that was so... What are you listening to, WSO? You don't listen to WPLJ or Z100?
Yeah. Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio, man. Pirate Radio.
Great movie, by the way.
What was?
Pirate Radio.
Oh, Pirate Radio, yeah. I was thinking...
Philip Seymour Hoffman and Bill Nighy and company.
I jumped into Private Parts for some reason. WNBC. WNBC.
Yeah, I grew out a beard a couple years ago that really had me looking like I was the Count.
WNBC.
Oscar winner.
Imus knows how to say it. I'm going to get you in his office. He can say it. Howard Stern is outside my blanket office right now. Are you kidding me? He's outside my office? You got Howard Stern outside my office.
Vote Quimby.
Pig vomit?
Because he looks like a pig, and he makes him want to vomit. So I call him Pig Vomit. Yeah, I've seen that movie a few times.
A couple of times,
yeah,
it seems.
A couple of times.
Did you ever pull the... base in the woofer.
No, I never tried that.
All right.
I never tried that. No. Although he did try it on his show, I remember a few times after every call, oh, can you do it? Can you do it? Like it became this thing.
Well, sure. Why would you not go back to that well?
Yeah. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live at the TireRack.com studios. No, it's good. You got me in a good mood because I'm going to talk about being depressed.
Okay.
Because I was happy today.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, WSOU, I want to start here. You know, we're going to get the 10-minute Sweet Sister Mary from Queensryche in 1991.
Whoa.
The Mets win when they were six outs away from being 0-7 and being no hit. And they pull out a win to save their season. What's today? The 6th? It's April 6th, and the Mets saved their season with a win today in the second game of doubleheader.
Today's only the 4th.
So I've
advanced the calendar.
Is it the 4th? I thought it was the 6th.
No.
It is the 4th. So tomorrow will be the 5th.
You okay?
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Did you fall asleep?
I jumped ahead a couple of days. The Mets lose tomorrow. I already know. I've been to the future, Jerry. The Mets lose tomorrow. They lose the next day, too. So the Mets saved their season. I'm happy. And then the big NBA news today. Julius Randle. Not coming back. Done for the season. His shoulder injury, not healing. He re-injured it as he was working out a few weeks ago, and now he's done. And I watched the Knicks win tonight over Sacramento, and I'm happy, and I just start thinking, oh, maybe. Look, I know they're undermanned, but wow, Brunson is so good, and the three Villanova guys are all so good together, and he and DiVincenzo and Hart, and they're all three of them just play so well together. And then I go, no, this is the effort that's needed to get out of the first round of the playoffs, if they can get out of the first round. With Randle and Anunoby, they're a title team. They were the best team in the NBA when they had both those guys. They made the biggest trade at the deadline. Nobody impacted his team this year like Anunoby impacted the Knicks. They went from where they were, which is, hey, they're a nice 40, 40, 44, 45 win team to, we are now 14-2. We're the best defensive team in the NBA. And the Eastern Conference is a bleeping mess. So, hey, guess what? This is our year to win the title. But no, Randle gets hurt, and now we know for a fact he's not coming back this year. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching the Knicks. It's so exciting watching them play and watch them win. Then I just go, but what does it matter? I mean, it's going to be everything to get out of the first round, and they'll probably lose in the second round, even though other teams stink too. And that's the only thing I can kind of hang my hat on. Maybe Anunoby comes back for the playoffs and things get a little bit better, but this was our year.
Yeah, like, but even if he doesn't, it's still the Eastern Conference. What have we watched this entire run? You got a bunch of also-rans. It's Boston and everybody else. Milwaukee?
The Knicks,
do you trust the Milwaukee Bucks right now?
The Knicks need everything to go right if they're going to have a chance to win. They're not going to win without
players. That's the thing, though. I don't know that they do. Now, they have to stave off the elimination of the Tom Thibodeau history, which is a couple more guys get hurt along the way or suddenly can't give you minutes in the playoffs. But who scares you in the East other than looking up at what the Celtics have done this year? Nobody.
No, I'm not even scared of the Celtics. But
I'm saying on a series to series, and I know you're deathly afraid of Jimmy Buckets.
Oh,
that's the guy you're agitated by.
Look at that. Once again, the Heat in the play-in round, and they win, they move on. Jimmy Buckets had a scrimmage with the team when he yelled at everybody, and he scored 50 points, and the team all came together after that. Look, last year, he wanted to fight Eric Spoelstra on the court, and Spoelstra's saying, you want to fight me? I'm like, he aren't going anywhere. Nope. That was their catalyst to get as far as
they did. Hey, man, you never know what's going to galvanize folks. And we talked about the Sixers the other day. Color me intrigued. Do I have great expectations for him? No. But Embiid back, he works himself back into shape with these final few regular season games. Again, it's the East.
Right, but the thing about it, I get that. I'm with you on that. I'm here with you, man. I'm right here.
And that's to go with your Knicks as well.
Right, but. And we talked about it for the Lakers last night and for the Warriors last night. The more playoffs go on, their legs are going to get heavy because they have older players. With the Knicks, they're not as deep. So by the time they get to the second round of the playoffs, after everybody playing heavy minutes all season, because that's what Tibbs does.
No, that's what he does.
In the second round, they're going to hit the wall. And Jalen Brunson is going to have to do everything to get them out of the first round. And then the second round, it's going to be more difficult. You're looking at a first round matchup right now. Let's just say they finish fifth where they are. They'll play Orlando. Can they beat Orlando? Absolutely, 100%. Then they'd get Celtics most likely in the second round. Good luck with it with an undermanned team because you don't have a lot of players. That's what gets not that
no,
the talent.
Right.
It's that how are they going to be when you get to that second round? Because it's a marathon, and people forget about that when you talk about the playoffs. It's you got to have the players that are going to make it through that marathon. and still be standing at the end and not exhausted or their whip because there's a short bench or because they're all 35, 36, they're done.
Yeah, no, it's the extra days off and the way the playoffs run do give you a little bit of solace, but your point's well taken, especially when you come and look, we know the history of Thibodeau. I watched it for years in Chicago. That by time you'd get a little bit of a run towards the end of the season, you'd get into the playoffs like, no, these guys have logged many weary minutes. It's done. The legs are heavy. It's done. So for your Knicks, I get it. You're trepidatious of that. I'm trying to give you some hope, though. I'm trying to keep hope alive for you.
Hey, I'm with you, man. But I just know at least next year we'll be one of the favorites for the title going in. With everybody healthy, Knicks will be a real trendy NBA Finals pick next year.
Nah, we'll raise the Knicks.
Nah, we'll raise a banner for that. Potential 2024-25 NBA Finals.
Yeah, but you
team.
Win right, a lot
turn
of
mic off. Turn his mic off.
Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. I'm depressed, dude. It's depressing when this could have been our year. Coming up next, John Paul Morosi stops by. He was at the Dodger game last night getting ready for Tigers opening day. What does he think about what's been going on with the Ohtani ball, the story about the Dodgers, how this was handled? Oh, keep it right here. JP is next. Jason and Mike, this is Fox. You've put it off long enough, like the Mets put off winning long enough until today. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack's got tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. If you're not sure where to begin, use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or you can choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports. To see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way you know tire buying should absolutely be.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Five-second dance party. Really? He doesn't sound like Stu Lance to you a little bit at the end? A
little bit.
A little bit of Stu Lance. A little bit of Stu. Yeah, a little bit of Stu Lance. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show, with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. The day after the big Shohei Ohtani home run, things get a little weird for the woman who caught it. Was she bullied into giving up the ball? Oh, joining us now on the hotline. Nobody better to talk the first week of baseball with than MLB Network Insider, who was at the Ohtani game last night, getting set for Tigers opening day. He's on Twitter, at John Morosi. It is John Paul Morosi, and I got to tell you this. The Mets were 6 outs away from getting swept for the first 7 games of the season before they pulled it out. The first 10 things I need from you, John Paul, is the phone number of David Stern so I can call him and tell him this week is unacceptable. What's his number? Go.
Well, here's what I would say. I thought that this conversation would begin with me congratulating you on the Mets' first win of the season. Of course, it took some dramatics. By the way, the pitch that Pete Alonso hit over the wall for the game-tying homer, I believe, was approximately a half a centimeter off the ground. That was a rather remarkable pass at the baseball by Pete Alonso to save the Mets in the ninth inning. But, yes, as I was watching the late innings of that game unfold, the potential no-hitter the Tigers had going, I thought to myself, it is amazing that I might talk to Jason Smith on the day that the Tigers no-hit the Mets to push their season record to 0-6. And yet, they come back and win. The Tigers will not go 162-0, but when I arrive to Comerica Park tomorrow, there is going to be a lot of excitement for the Tigers because this is probably the best team they've had in a decade. I'm not sure if we can say the same for your Metropolitans.
Yeah, I was going to say the message that needs to go out to Mr. Jones. You are going to win more games than the Athletics, right?
Yes. I think that is for sure. We will be seeing the Athletics tomorrow. I did see, by the way, that with the pending temporary move to Sacramento, Evan Drellick has reported that they are just going to drop the city name from their team.
No, that's good.
Be known as the Athletics or the A's. Borrowing maybe a bit from some various soccer teams in Europe who just sort of have a one name description, and I think that will be the way that the A's or the Athletics are known for the foreseeable future. And interestingly, there is, of course, the option for the A's to remain in Sacramento for one more year if the Las Vegas ballpark is not fully ready by 2028. So we know they're in Sacramento for 3 years at least, as per this deal.
They'll be the A's BC, the A's Baseball Club. A's BC? A's BC. Look
ABC.
How good they are.
ABC. see. Nice and simple. Now it's I've got to check in. I've got some relatives in the Folsom area. They're excited about getting big league baseball a little bit closer to home. So it is wonderful for Sacramento, but obviously difficult for Oakland. A lot of loyal fans. I think back on games I've covered there and just how connected the fan base is in Oakland. So a sad day there in the East Bay.
All right, let me just say this, JP. Agree or disagree? Knowing that, look, this is handled so ham-handedly by the A's. We're going to move, but it's going to be 3, potentially 4 years. I mean, how does it work this way? They're going to go play in Sacramento. They're not going to sign free agents because they're not going to spend on anybody because they know they're going to lose. No one's going to want to go there. They're going to be completely reliant on organizational players. We're going to look back at this next 3 years and say, this may be the worst record-wise, the worst three-year run of any team in modern baseball history, because I don't see a way how things get better for them.
It is going to be a challenge. And obviously it's happening at the same time that the rest of the division, the Angels are in a bit of a transitional phase, but you've got three really good teams at the top. So you're competing in a difficult division. To your point, for a variety of reasons, it's going to be really difficult to field a competitive club. You're going to have to draft immaculately, and they really haven't necessarily for the last 5 or 10 years. They've had some good drafts, but not universally. And so this is going to be a challenge for them. And I think, too, you think about the staff and the front office people that aren't necessarily on board with moving from Oakland to Sacramento. If they're going to downsize the front office, there'll be some jobs lost. It's difficult, and it's very, very challenging in a lot of ways. I think, to your point, they probably just got to the juncture, and this story has so many twists and turns that to say that it is all the fault of any one entity or person, I just think is not really being fair to the full context. But however they got to this point, and the A's looked at it and just basically said, for the next 3 or 4 years, the negativity and the relationship such as it is right now with the city and the fans and the ball club, it's not in a good place. And I think they basically just said, we can either go somewhere for the next 3 or 4 years where the fans are happy to have us even for a short amount of time, or deal with a situation that obviously the A's themselves are largely responsible for in Oakland. It's not tenable. So it's difficult. You think back on some great teams they've had, even in the last decade, playoff teams there. But it is not the reality they're dealing with right now, and it's a difficult and very emotional day for all the very loyal fans there at Oakland.
Speaking of twists and turns and playoff berths, we've seen a lot of that from the Los Angeles Dodgers, and now after last night's game, we finally got that Shohei Ohtani home run. JP, but we can't get away from controversy because now it's all about the ball and how it was obtained back into Ohtani's possession. But what was it like in the ballpark and the energy of that place when that fateful hit finally occurred?
Well, it was certainly a shot to right center field, and it jumped off his bat. It was pretty remarkable. I was sitting right next to the Dodger dugout in our broadcast position for MLB Network, and I didn't predict it quite directly or loudly enough, but I did say 3-1, fastball count, and that was my way of saying I kind of think that we're going to see something loud here, and of course we did. As for the baseball exchange afterward and the interview in which did he or did he not say if he actually met the fan, clearly the fan told The Athletic that she did not meet him. Obviously, to your point, a lot of twists and turns. It further affirms that everything Ohtani is a major story. There's no such thing as a minor Ohtani story in the baseball world. I was just watching the post-game interview. I spoke with Will Smith, Kirsten Watson from Spectrum Sportsnet LA interviewed Shohei, and as she was wrapping up the interview, I was just seeing all the still photographers there taking photos of the interview, and there were easily a dozen photographers on the field just capturing the interview. It's not something that you typically see, and so it just, I think, affirmed for me how unique these times are. The Dodgers Raptors right now are playing so well. They're playing, I think, as good, especially offensively, with the way that Mookie is playing and Freddie, and now that Shohei gets going. Will Smith has been magnificent so far, batting 406. So a lot of things are clicking right now, and I think that in some ways the performance of the club will certainly frame the way that we in the media and we as fans follow the Ohtani story, because as long as they're winning, it's additive. It's part of the biggest show in baseball. And if they go through a tough time, though, that's when the questions start to wonder about just the energy that goes into Ohtani and all the focus there and how that maybe affects the harmony of the club overall. I think those are questions that are not going to be asked when they're playing well, but if they ever have a tough time in the season, I think that's when it's going to come out.
NLE Network insider John Paul Morosi with us here. All right, as far as the Ohtani ball goes, JP, this gets into a weird situation here. We heard the story of the woman who caught the Ohtani ball last night and what she went through to give the ball back to Shohei, what she got in return. The ball could have been worth as much as $100,000. She says that maybe the Dodgers kind of strong-armed her a little bit into giving the ball back. But I want to focus on this part of it, is that Ohtani, through his interpreter last night, said, yes, we traded the woman for the ball. I got to meet her, and everything is great. And she said today, talked to The Athletic, and said a couple times, I never got to meet him. That no, everything was all right, but I never got to meet him. And I say to myself, okay, we had the story 2 weeks ago of, yes, Shohei covered Ipe's bets. Then a half hour later, the story changed and the money was taken from Shohei. Now we get the story last night. Oh, yeah, I got to meet this woman. And, oh, no, I never met Ohtani, and she maintains this. So now here's Ohtani potentially caught in two lies in a couple weeks span. And this one is not anything you really needed to even lie about. And, I mean, I don't know why the woman would lie about meeting him, but we haven't heard anything from him or the Dodgers yet. And I just go, okay, this is now like the second red flag thing that's come up with Ohtani in the last couple of weeks, because here's a lie that someone's not telling the truth on. And I go, why would he say he met her if he didn't? Why would this come up? And it just makes me think differently about him than I did just 2.5 weeks ago.
And that's fair. And I think that, Jason, I appreciate your perspective on that, because this is something, it's another reminder to him that the way in which the public views him will change over time and will potentially improve or diminish based on the way that he communicates to the public. And if anybody in sports or in communications wants to wonder and say, well, what's the role of the media now? And why is it important that we speak to the media? Why is it important that we have good relationships with the media and engage well with the media? The last couple of weeks have proven it. The ability to convey one story and to be able to find ways to communicate the things that are important to you accurately and authentically and consistently is really important. And I think that the way in which he has been viewed in the last couple of weeks, to your point, if you are not regularly engaging with the media and prioritizing it, think about how often we see LeBron talk and Steph Curry talk and Mahomes. And in this sport, Mookie Betts is as great of an ambassador as we have in baseball. He is very available in terms of requests that we have. He's there. He's really forthcoming, really interesting and engaging. He gets it. And I think this is just part of, right now at least, Shohei's dealings with the American media, baseball culture, whatever you want to say, that are not as good as they can be. And again, it's his prerogative to deal with the media as he wishes. But if he's very selective in how often he talks, and when he does talk, sometimes things aren't always consistent, then that's eventually going to become a problem for him. And maybe it already has. To your point, in your mind, someone who follows the sport closely and him closely, it already is becoming an issue for you. And so this is sort of the circumstance that he's creating. And I would say that if I would be fascinated, I think one of the conversations that I would love to see, if it could ever happen, would be if LeBron would sit down with Shohei at some point and say, listen, Here's what I learned by being one of the most recognizable sports personalities in the world. And you notice that LeBron, I think, post-decision, when he came back then to the Cavs, but I think even during the time when he was with the Heat, he started to understand a bit about how the more consistently and authentically you deal with the media, remarkably, the better your reputation gets. It's kind of interesting how that happens. And I just think that's something that Shohei, again, if he cares about it, if he cares about the way that he's viewed, I think he will come to have a different relationship with the media. And if he doesn't care as much, then things may continue as they are. But to your point, it just becomes complicated for the Dodgers, for his teammates, for people around him, for the organization. This could all be avoided, I think, with a little bit of a better strategy.
Yeah, a lot easier to be anonymous and for us to know nothing about you when you play in Anaheim. Just ask Mike Trout. Hey, last one for you.
I wasn't going to say that, Mike Harmon, but you have a little better feel for the various markets in Southern California.
Yeah, I'll just say that bluntly. I hide out there. Nobody needs to know anything more. Really quick, Frozen Four, who's winning?
I got to go with Michigan. I think Michigan, they're not the most talented version of themselves relative to recent years, but they're playing very well as a team. Boston College, though, tough matchup in the national semifinal. Cutter Gauthier should win the Hobey Baker Award. That's a tough matchup for Michigan in the first round. And by the way, speaking of Anaheim, I think very soon, probably whenever BC plays their last game, don't be surprised if we see the Ducks get Cutter Gauthier signed up, and then maybe he begins his career pretty shortly there in Orange County as well.
MLB Network insider and co-host of the Sternsy and the Pope Morning Show that is sweeping the nation. It is John Paul Morosi. He's on Twitter at John Morosi. Hey, as always, appreciate it, Pope. We'll talk to you next week. Have fun.
Sounds great. By the way, tomorrow morning's highlights on the Sternsy and the Pope Show will be limited to the bottom of the ninth inning for the Mets in Game 2. 18 innings to cover, sure. Or actually more than that, but only the final frame will be the one that we cover.
Got to play the hits.
See you, buddy. Have fun.
Thanks, guys. All the best.
See you, JP.
Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon. Coming up next, speaking of the women's Final Four, speaking of tomorrow night, the game that's going to end up being the most watched women game of all time because it's going to surpass Iowa-LSU. Mm-hmm. You want a conspiracy theory for Caitlin Clark and Iowa tomorrow night? I got one coming up next you can follow very easily. You want a conspiracy theory? Hey, do the powers that be want Iowa into the championship
game? Look
at
that.
I got one for you next right here.
Because I'm going to teach people about basic math, too.
Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, 5 second dance party. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon.
Is this what played after the Ramones 5 song break on that station for Seton Hall?
No, WSOU wouldn't be caught dead playing Phil Collins. Come on, man. WSOU is pirate radio. It's Metallica and Guns N' Roses and Poison and Skid Row.
You mean
LA Guns?
Those first two, the biggest bands in the world.
Faster Pussycat, and you know
nobody played them,
dude. You kidding?
Not just the overplayed songs, the deep cuts.
Pirate radio. Yeah. Oh no, if you wanted to listen to Coma, they would play that on
really?
Pirate radio. Yeah, you would love. Yeah, you'd love that.
Can I get a shirt?
That's a song I would get up and go to the bathroom for. Hey, you listen to Coma? I'm gonna go to the bathroom. They'd play Queensryche, and they would play all the big rock bands that weren't the big arena bands, but they were popular. Oh man, WSOU was the best.
Got friends that go to anytime they pass through Southern California, any of those bands, they're in attendance, reliving those days.
Congratulations to Seton Hall and Pirate Radio WSOU winning the NIT title tonight, and former Q's point guard Kadari Richmond. Congratulations on
Q Show.
You want a great conspiracy theory for tomorrow night, Iowa and UConn. Iowa and LSU, highest rated women's game of all time. Average 12.5 million viewers. At the peak, it was 16 million. Tomorrow night's going to break it. You want a conspiracy theory about, do the powers that be want Iowa and Caitlin Clark in the title game? Here's what you got to watch for. And this is something that's pretty simple. It's not anything crazy. It's not just, but watch this. UConn is shorthanded, right? They only play about 6 players. And it's not a full UConn team. Again, that's kind of what they do. Watch the first 10 minutes of the game and let's see how many whistles are blown and how many players get a couple of quick fouls on them.
Ooh.
Because if you call it equally, it favors Iowa because they play more players. But for UConn, it doesn't matter because if you have they're only playing 6 players. You get a couple of people in foul trouble. Guess what? Can't D up on Caitlin Clark like you expect to. Can't D, you got to back off a bit. You don't want to wind up getting that third. You don't want to wind up fouling out. See how the game is officiated the first 10 minutes. Are you seeing the ticky-tack fouls? Are we going to get a whistle in the first 20 seconds so the officials can say, hey, we let you know how you were going to officiate this game, and that's why everybody's in foul trouble. Everybody's got 2 with UConn going into halftime. This is the conspiracy theory you watch for and go, boy, are the officials not letting them play? Because this is going to really hamper UConn and would amp up Caitlin Clark and Iowa's chances to get to the championship game. That's what you got to watch tomorrow night. Because so far, you brought it up earlier, in the women's tournament, they've been letting them play. Mm-hmm. There's not been a lot. You see the obvious fouls are called, but they've been letting them play for the most part. This would be a huge departure if they start calling it like this. But again, you're talking about a team that plays 6 versus a regular team that has its full complement of players. Watch how the first 10 minutes of the game is officiated tomorrow. If you like conspiracy theories, just watch.
Of course, I caveat it out by saying, except for that 5th foul on Angel Reese. But
it was over by then. It doesn't matter.
It does.
They wanted to get her an ovation going off the floor.
Oh, okay. Then sub her out. Yeah. Iowa averages about 20 free throws per game. The curiosity here, going back to the game against USC, an 80-73 win by UConn, they went seven deep, including Ice Brady. Yeah, that's right. 6-3, getting after it. And that's one of the curiosities here, right? You're not giving up height advantage like you did with Van Lith in, when it goes to trying to guard Caitlin Clark. And it's now, you know, the drive and dish, the court vision that she has. Does that get changed a little bit? Look, obviously, she's taken on all comers and defeated them one by one through the regular season to such historic rates. And I think one of the big points, as much as we talk about the scoring, is that court vision and ability to find the open player, oftentimes for what are fairly uncontested shots, either because someone's drifting over to double on her or it's just a nifty pass, Dr. Tom Davis bounce pass style, into the lane.
You've brought up Dr. Tom Davis like six times this week.
Well, I got to celebrate the rich history and tapestry of Iowa basketball for both the men's and women's side. And a play that we used to use on the playground and people would get mad at us. That little spin bounce pass in the lane. Because you'd have to get down low to try to defend it. It was hard, a hard entry pass.
And you're not allowed to hold the ball that way.
It's a hard entry pass, right? Spinning it in. But yeah, also hard for your teammate sometimes to handle as well. But, I mean, that's the key with Caitlin Clark. You know, are you getting called trying to step in, you know, as she goes for the drive? Or does the contact from the earlier round, is that allowed still be played? She'll get hers shots because she actually had a couple where she tried to really sell foul calls against LSU. Yeah. And the referee just looked at her and just like, no, come on.
Well, look, she didn't have a lot of high-stress points. Haley Van Lith chasing her, it was a gift from the gods that they stayed with. It's Kim Mulkey's fault. He's like, oh, so it wasn't like she really, hey, I didn't really extend myself to get those 41 points. I was getting the open shots.
A lot of open looks, no question about it, and certainly extending her range. But, yeah, for UConn, go 6 or 7 deep. For Gina Auriemma, let's see what kind of strategy in terms of switching around, how much you get Ashlyn Shade, to get it going.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, we'll give you our big pick for tomorrow night in the Women's Final Four, plus another big story out of basketball. Keep it right here, Jason and Mike. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.